Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Tilted Landshark Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome, everybody, to the Tilted Landshark Podcast. The, as we have found out, not the only, AUDL betting podcast out there, but I'm going to maintain the best one. I'm one of your hosts, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oaklawn, or this week, since it's Preakness Week, his Freakness, if you're nasty. And then also, I've got with me... Zach fills out a basketball jersey of Elo here to talk AUDL with me. Our man who previously was on the inside, he's a vet. He's got 4 years experience. Mm-hmm. He's running down these lines for us. If I sound out of breath, it's not because I brush my teeth vigorously, though that does happen sometimes. It's because we were rushing because we just got the lines for these games. And so we're going through this fresh. Yeah. You know?
Just now saw them 15 minutes before we started recording. So... it's you're getting our thoughts live, guys. Yeah. As we think of them, is we're not sitting there for hours trying to figure this out. You're getting it fresh.
You know what we have been doing for hours though? Sitting back and resting on our laurels and thinking about how good we were last week and how good we plan on being this week.
It felt good, man. I'm still thinking about it. I wish Indy was at home again. They're on the road, which I thought was something we could take advantage of, but. The book is getting smart here. Still riding that high.
I actually got some exclusive video from your book whenever you went to cash your tickets last week.
Pay that man his money.
First of all, kudos for going to Teddy KGB for those things. But yeah, man, let's see if we can do it again. We've got, as always... our non-marquee matchups, ones that we'll just kind of gloss over, but we'll still give you winners just for the F of it. And then we got our marquee matchups for the week. A lot of interesting things going on. What are the big angles you see this week? Because I see a few myself.
Early look at the weather. It's going to be another windy weekend. We got some places that are going to be seeing 15 to 20 mile per hour winds. Another angle is... these matchups in the South, Austin traveling to Carolina, then to Atlanta. It will be interesting to see what we come up with. I think Carolina can handle them. We'll talk about that. But this Austin Atlanta matchup, only week four, is kind of a must win for either team already.
Yeah. And I think last week we noticed in week three just how difficult it appears to be to cross the border and then play a game of Ultimate. Against a team who resides on the other side of that border. And you've got a lot of border jumping this weekend. I think that maybe we can make a little splash.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to hit a quick ad read, and then we're going to do these marquee, these non-marquee matchups. Sorry, just the appetizers. These are like the fries left at the bottom of the bag.
The shareables.
Still delicious. All right, we'll be right back with the Tilted Land Shark podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network.
Make sure to get down on the wins. Bet $50 to win $200 promotion where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WynnBET Casino is offering a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And now you can win a golf trip to Wynn Las Vegas during the PGA Championship. You bet $100 on golf this week and be entered to win a golf trip to Wynn Las Vegas. Note the promotion ends May 22nd, 2022. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WynnBET app or visit wynnbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at wynnbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBETs is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Now on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. Hell, I do. Hell, who doesn't? It's a game-changing product, unlike anything else in the industry, and now you can make money on Sleeper too by playing their new over and under game. Super simple. First, just pick any sport, choose two or more players, give an over under on a total. You know what we're talking about. We're talking points. We're talking hits, we're talking rebounds, we're talking assists, we're talking all the stats. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Tilted Land Shark podcast. I hope you're carrying a frisbee in a weird way and have a full disc of beer in front of you. As we talk about Toronto and Boston, I think Toronto is traveling to Boston for this one, correct?
Yes. Toronto's coming to the States.
Coming to America, some might say. Toronto, I mean, right off the bat, we have a Canadian team traveling across a border to take on an American team. And the thing about it is Boston is yet to cover this season. They're the 2.5-point favorite. They really put this, total up pretty high at 45.5. What are you thinking here? Because I got lots of thoughts.
So we have our two locks and a dog, and I'm getting my lock out of this game. Weather in Boston isn't going to be great. Pretty windy, 10 to 20 mile per hour winds. And both these teams evenly matched. Boston, as we've seen, just struggles. They can't produce. They'll get turns, but they won't be able to put it in. Same with Toronto. They had that win against Ottawa last week, but you know, when you see each other so many times, you'll be able to get a W out of that at least. A 45.5 is just way too high, I think. These are very Huck-happy offenses.
Yeah.
They're going to have to deal with the windy condition.
Now, Montreal admittedly didn't look great in their games that they had in the States last week. But should they be a plus 230 underdog on the money line here? That feels a little bit...
We're on Toronto here.
Oh, that's what I'm looking. All right, sorry.
It's easy. Yeah. Canada's just one, you know. Mix it all up.
I said Montreal. Yeah, whatever.
It's been French, Montreal.
Sweaty Quebec? Is that what they call Louisiana? Canadians? Oh, either way. Man. Doesn't matter. Going down a rabbit hole here. Should Boston be a minus 300 favorite against Toronto? They haven't covered all year.
Too much juice. They're giving them 2.5 points. I think because of traveling. Boston is the city as a whole is just easy to fade. You have your little Montreal rivalry. I got something against Boston. I don't like anything that comes out of Boston. I think Toronto's going to go into Boston. Cover 2.5, I think they could do that. That's where my pick's going to be is Toronto +2.5.
Okay. Said this was going to be a windy game. You can definitely lock me in on the under then. I'm going to take Boston to cover the 2.5, though.
Okay. I feel like I need to kind of follow your tail a little bit since, you know, your record was slightly better than mine last weekend.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, my man. I'll come back to you. Don't you worry about that.
Okay.
It's like my father used to always tell me, my speed is deceptive. I'm much slower than I look. All right. Moving on. We've got the Austin shit out of Lux heading to Carolina to take on the Flyers. We were talking before we came on. This is a long trip. I got to imagine that they fly this trip, of course, mm-hmm. because I mean,
they're flying.
Like from Little Rock, it's like an 8-hour drive to you know, Atlanta. And there are places in Alabama that you hit where there are no gas stations, and it gets scary.
I did that drive this past week in Mississippi and Alabama.
Whew. Hey, some of the finest parts of the country. let's see here. What do we have cheer? We've got, looks like, Carolina, the 1.5-point favorite. They are a -200 favorite on the money line, and they are the total set at 37.5. Do we know if Lurch, our big fella, is playing from NC State? I can't remember his name right now, so I'm calling him Lurch. If you're listening,
Henry Fisher.
Henry Fisher. That's right.
He is not playing this weekend.
He's not playing this weekend.
I don't know if he's played half the games yet this year. I know he missed one game also, but that wasn't after the injury, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if Raleigh's too deep, they could definitely make up for what Henry Fisher gives them. Fun story about this Austin team that I recently saw on a post. They've got a player by the name of Jake Raddick. Jake Raddick, who's leading the team in throwing yards, started the season with a dog bite that he brushed off up until his teammate said, hey, that may look a little infected. So he plays with a sleeve on his calf now. And with that, 2 games, 8 assists, 782 throwing yards. Call that swagger. Call that rabies. You call it whatever you want. But an impressive rookie, too, on top of that.
I will tell you this, Zach.
Give it to me.
Having Alex Smith leg because you let a dog lick a wound on your leg is probably the most ultimate thing that possibly has. I can think of sitting on a bucket and just random dogs that I didn't know that I knew they belonged to somebody else just coming and licking the blood off my knees and just being like, yeah, their mouths are clean.
That 100% happened at pickup. I bet you that happened at pickup.
Oh, I the thing is, I can't count how many times it's happened. I've had my wounds cleaned and dressed by a fucking, you know, Australian like border collie or something. Man, all right. So coming back to this game, worth noting that Austin 1-0 against the spread. They've only played at home, I believe. And you have a Carolina team 3-0 against the spread. This is an interesting game. No Henry Fisher. You know what? I found my dog here. I'm going to take Austin on the money line.
Austin money line. So I'm guessing you're going to take the +1.5. Austin money line. I am on the complete opposite. I'm taking Carolina -1.5. Look, the weather's going to be great. We're going to see a clash here. Austin leads the league in blocks. Every week you guys hear me talk about how great this Flyers offense is and how consistent they are, giving up so little break opportunities to the other team. So can, you know, Joey Weil and Matthew Armour for the soul, can they get some blocks and actually convert them, I think would be the key. 1.5 is too small, I think. I think the Flyers end a quarter offense and their slow pace can, you know, keep Seoul kind of bored and they could pull away from them. I'm taking Carolina -1.5. That money line bet though, dude, I respect it for sure. I respect it.
And I'm thinking about it now and I'm kind of actually thinking about back to the game that we talked about previously with Boston going against a team that's got the, you know, the border curse. Maybe I actually parlay the money lines with Austin and Boston. I do the Austin-Boston double.
Austin-Boston double?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try something for you real quick.
You can mash the two names together and you call them Boston. Shit, that doesn't work.
Austin-Boston double, you're getting +246 on that. 5-2 odds. Hey, bad.
I'll take it. We'll see if I have a good week like last week, or if Zach is regretting following me here, which is exactly how my Colt ended, unfortunately.
Hey, I call Carolina -1.5. I'm watching this game, though. I cheer for chaos. If my team's not involved, give me some upsets. But I don't think it's going to happen that night.
Okay, so this next game, I actually think that we might have been given a gift by the book, who begrudgingly paid you your money last week. We've got Philly traveling to Montreal. They had the game as a pick'em. Total set at 35.5. Montreal, the +115 dog on the money line. Yes, please. Yes, I want that. I might actually work that into the parlay also.
I do like Montreal here because, again, crossing the borders right now, that's just a blind fade. I'm going to take that every time. I will say this. Be very careful. Montreal is without Malik Ogmer-Samar. CTJ is what they call him. Kristoff and Nabil Chouch. Some of their top players. Two of them are some of their top offensive players that Jacob Brissett loves to throw to. But, you know, it's... Montreal played Phoenix close in Philadelphia last weekend, but that was probably a travel day Friday night in Philly when you're looking ahead against a bigger DC opponent. Now Phoenix has to go across the border. Who knows if they're going to have a full squad. I haven't seen that active roster yet. I'm sure they'll have a few players. Yeah. Dustin Demenio, definitely butchering that name. Demiano. Offensive weapon for Philadelphia, along with Pollard. Pollard will be there. Dustin will not be there. So they're traveling a little light-handed. I will take Montreal on the money line, too. If you're going to give me plus odds for a team that I know is better on paper, I'm going to take that.
That's what I'm talking about right there. All right, moving on. What do we have next? We've got, Seattle at San Diego. I think this might actually, it won't be a great matchup. It'll be a better matchup than I think Seattle has gotten so far this season, because they've run into the new kids on the block buzzsaw the last couple times. But it looks like out in the West, it looks like Seattle's a 7.5-point dog. They got the total set at 39.5. They are +1,000 on the money line. One thing is for certain, I'm going to go with the over here. I actually like the over here. Even though Seattle doesn't necessarily score a lot of points, I think you're going to have beautiful, sunny San Diego.
I think
Breeze is perfect for carrying discs as well as seagulls and kites.
Honestly shocked that Ultimate wasn't developed in sunny California. Just chilling on the beach and, hey, let's make up a game, three of us.
Yeah, it feels like it should definitely have been formed in the same state as where 420 was come up with. That seems like the most logical thing. 7.5, that's a big number.
Huge.
Do you think the big jugs of beer can get it done? Sorry, the glass jugs of beer. No disrespect.
Can they win? 100% they can win. Can they cover 7.5 when I pinned them at 3.5? Because they just haven't been impressive yet, San Diego. They got a decent win last weekend. Seattle gets to see a familiar face, and I think that's going to help them a lot. This is their big game of the road trip that they're on. I'm going to go Seattle +7.5. Seattle still has some offensive weapons. They've been able to score in these games against Portland and against Colorado. But, yeah, I think if your offense can score, 7.5 is way too much.
That's a very good point. I'm definitely on the over. Man, Seattle, I don't know what to make of you. Yikes. I'm gonna take Seattle +7.5. And it's because I'm hearing the difference between your line and their line. That 4-point gap there. So I mean, if it's a 4-point gap swinging Seattle's way, then you know what? I'm on it, man. I'm down.
Both teams are 2-1 on the over, by the way. So that over 39.5 is I may sprinkle a little bit of that also.
By the way, if you're out in San Diego, stop by Clover Recreational Cannabis Dispensary, by the way. wonderful customer service. I stopped in there on my way to get some meds before the Breeders' Cup. I recommend the chocolate-covered espresso beans. They lift you up. They also keep you good. All right. Moving on. Another, well, now they're just like illegal aliens who have already crossed the border. Now they're just loose, willy-nilly, when Toronto travels to New York to play against the Empire. Man, I'm interested to see what we got here. New York, a 7.5-point favorite. Ah, man.
What's this? What's the total at right now?
42.5. Is it another windy East Coast game?
No. I have in my notes perfect weather. I also have in my notes Toronto 2-0 over under, Empire 2-1 over under. I think this is an over game.
42.5. Okay. Let me think on this one there. Let me think on it. I will be taking Toronto plus 7.5 because New York just covered for the first time against Boston in the Somebody's Got to Cover Bowl. I guess, or unless you can push. The Someone Has to Cover or Push Bowl from last week. Yeah, I mean, you've pointed it out before. One thing New York does is they win games, but they don't cover spreads. And 7.5 is a big number. Let's lock in the 7.5. I'm with you on the over 42.5. If you think I'm crazy and going to take a swing at Toronto plus 900, you're just a boot out of your mind.
I'm also going to be on Toronto plus 7.5. I think with the wind blowing across America this weekend, taking big spreads and getting the points is a pretty good strategy.
There's one wind that's going to be blowing across America.
That's it. It's just okay. The one jet stream.
I feel like it probably moving left to right. I'm glad you told me about this. I know already, so I could, to prepare for it. Moving on. Speaking of the West Coast, we've got one of the new kids in town, the Nitros, taking on the the Oakland Spikes.
Yeah, we're walking here. All Blake right.
Bisbee. Hey, oh.
Hey, Maria, pick. Where are you at?
Hey, it was a pick. Yeah, don't know why they're the Spiders and sound like a 50 Street game to me, but that's what you get here on the Tilted Land Shark podcast.
Once you're a shark all the way.
Yeah, I'm kind of licking my chops at Portland minus 2.5 here. And quite possibly the over, honestly. It's West Coast game, they put up a ton of points. They put up a ton of points on the left coast.
Where are we at? We're at over under 42.5.
Yep,
Oakland. We only got one game out of Oakland so far to watch. That was against San Diego, and they played them pretty tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a good San Diego team kind of work. They didn't really allow any hucks off. You know, that's what Portland loves to do.
Mm-hmm.
They've Leandro Marks is a hell of a thrower. He will get it deep if he needs to. They lead the league in hucks. Can they, you know, just if Oakland doesn't allow them to huck as much as they want, can they adjust their game? Can they slow it down? 42.5, I still think is a solid number. I still think it could hit over. I think Portland is too talented, and I'm also going to be Portland minus 2.5. Oakland is one of those young teams I put in the same boat as LA and Seattle. They've got some talent, but I haven't seen enough from them yet. And Portland 2.5 seems like a safe bet.
We've got, I believe, our last marquee matchup of the week. I might have left one out. Hold on.
No, I think you got it, right?
Yeah, we got two Toronto games. That's right. Do we have two Montreal games? Do we have two Montreal games this week? Hold on. We don't. Okay. I'm morphing Toronto, as I like to spell it, and Montreal together. All right. Our last non-marquee matchup, we've got what are we going to call this? The Someone's Got a Win Bowl. Seattle going to LA to take on the Aviators. LA, the 3.5-point favorite. Got this total set at 39.5. And it looks like LA is a big minus 380 money line favorite. Is 3.5 too small for the second half of a back-to-back?
I catch this. Had it closer. I had it at 1.5. Just because I also don't like Seattle that much. I think this is like a very evenly matched game of younger programs. And I think they're both going to fight. They both know this is their chance at a W, right? Seattle may not be coming to LA with a win after playing San Diego. LA, to me, it everything goes through Sam Cook. He's got to produce to keep LA in this game, or at least keep him winning.
Is that noted 1960s R&B singer like A Change Gonna Come, Sam Cook, or is that a different Sam Cook?
This is R&B Sam. Isn't Sam Cook like an old jazz, A Wonderful Life?
Well, we're just gonna gloss past this one, I think. I'll teach you about the history of Sam Cook, one of the greatest men in soul. Where we go?
Wait, I think we're talking about the same Sam Cook.
All right, actually, you know what? We're not gonna gloss over this. Go ahead. Okay. I'm talking about A Change Gonna Come, Sam Cooke. You know.
Yeah. And A Wonderful World, Not Wonderful Life. Why did, when you said R&B, my mind went away.
Are you talking about Louis Armstrong?
No. Wonderful Life is Louis Armstrong. Wonderful World is Sam Cooke.
Wonderful World is Louis Armstrong. A Wonderful Life is a Christmas movie starring Jimmy Stewart.
Well, Sam Cooke has a song called Wonderful World. Don't know much about history.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's all the karaoke
you win.
This crowd
you win. I'm impressed. You win. You all got right. me there. You out Sam no, Cooke me.
You said R&B. My mind goes soul when I think Sam Cooke. They're pretty damn similar.
You're thinking about like Keith Sweat or like T-Pain or someone whenever I said R&B, I think. Yeah, okay. So back to it. Seattle and Portland and Seattle and LA. I always say that I'm big on my boy Marcel Osborne. I think he's going to feast in this game. You've always got the Kraken and Starbucks, Seattle.
I'm going to go Seattle +3.5. Let me get another look at this total. This is one of those, like, my mind says LA because Seattle's on the back-to-back, but Seattle also, I think, has the pace to score with LA.
So to keep with our R&B theme, your mind is telling you no, but your body is telling you yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's a few R. Kelly things we can still talk about. All right. That's it.
Wait, what do you got this game?
I'm taking LA to cover the 2.5.
Yeah. Man. And 39.5 the total, the overs in play here.
I agree.
Looking at the weather's going to be fine. Both fast-paced young teams, they want to put on a show. I'm looking at the over.
You know what? I'm going to flip it. I'm going to go under here. Second day of a back-to-back. It's not like Seattle necessarily puts up a ton of points. I would think that LA might actually have to put up the majority of that 39, you know, of that 40 points for them to cover. Like they'd have to go 23, 24, somewhere around there.
We're writing two completely different game scripts right now.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
I'm thinking like I think LA is going to get the dub, but I'm thinking like 25-24, 27-25, something like that.
Even if we have different narratives, if I learned anything from Choose Your Own Adventure books as a child, like if I, you know, you just flip to page 5 and you can continue with your adventure, I'll flip to page 6, choose a different route. Yeah, that's it for our non-marquee games and me reminiscing about childhood and the sweet soul music of the 1960s. We're going to hit a quick ad read. When we come back, we are going to hit our marquee games. The grand marquees, as I like to call them, as of now. We'll be right back. We're brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all of the things. It costs you less than $3 a day, you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're using streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP.
Welcome back, folks. And while we were having our typical slap fight during the ad read, Zach brought up a good point. When he's right, he's right. I completely forgot about Philadelphia and Ottawa. The best mustaches in the league. You got Philly crossing the border. They're the illegal immigrants this time, just wandering around in a foreign land. You got Ottawa as a 1.5 point dog, plus 135 on the money line. And that's a 39.5 point total. Money line and plus 1.5, please. Absolutely. I have so many dogs this week. It's like an ASPCA commercial.
Yes, you do. And I may be with you on that. Take this with a grain of salt, crowd, but handicapping Canadian teams won't be my forte. But I am with you on Ottawa, taking them on the money line. Philadelphia has to travel on a back-to-back. They've got to go through Montreal first. They're probably thinking at this point they want to go home, back to their beds. And I think Ottawa on the money line is probably going to be the bet here.
Yeah, I absolutely. This is another one that I might just end up throwing together in a big stupid AUDL parlay over the weekend. All right. Now, with that being that, we got our Ottawa in. We talked about the mustaches. Gave you another dog. Now it's time for the grand marquees, the three marquee games for the week. And man, we could start off with the hustle. And I'll tell you what, Zach.
I love a game. I love a hustle, man.
Thank you, Mekhi Pfeiffer. You say the words my heart right. Okay, we got
more
Austin.
Sound drops, please.
The Austin Soul, the Austin Shadow Lugs heading to Atlanta to take on the Hustle. Where the players play? What are you thinking here? You already know what I'm thinking.
I know what you're thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. This is a more evenly matched game for the Soul, playing against the Hustle rather than having to play against Carolina. This game, it's only week four. This is the Hustle's third game. This is the Soul's third game. They're a fourth of the way through their schedule. This is a must-win game for the Atlanta Hustle already. So the way it goes is the South, out of all four divisions, the South is the only division that gets two teams in the play-in. All right, let's be honest. It's Carolina, and then this game has a lot of implications.
Sure.
The downside is the Soul gets to beat up on Dallas for four games. They only have to play Carolina twice. Atlanta has to play Carolina three times. If the Soul could steal one on Atlanta, stay up a game, Atlanta has to play Carolina a couple more times. Atlanta's got to claw back to that second spot. So there's a lot of pressure on Atlanta. They have no Khalif El-Salam on the defensive end, but they are bringing in big guys, Michael Fairley, he hasn't played a while, but my choice for defensive player of the year, Brett Halsmeier. And it'd be interesting, too, on the offensive end for Atlanta to see what they do with Bobby Lay coming in, handling alongside Draco and what they're going to move around. They call him Draco from Harry Potter. Austin Taylor looks a lot like Draco.
He looks like Draco Malfoy. Okay.
Yeah, that's just like naturally what I say. But I think the Soul, they're going to come in confident. I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, late Carolina game, they save legs, knowing this Atlanta game is a realistic reach for them.
I really wish that you gave me something easy to lean into with a nickname like your boy Draco there. You know, if you just looked like someone from Harry Potter, my job would be much easier during this season of the podcast. I anything that's the hustle. That's it. I'm, you know, Atlanta Soul. Yeah, or sorry, Austin Soul, Dallas, Texas. It don't matter. Atlanta by a million. I'm taking them
Atlanta
to definitely.
By a million. Atlanta it's a by pick a million. Them too. You're getting Atlanta at a good price. I'm going to go Atlanta also. If I'm going to get a pick them, if I could just get the money line, I'm going to take that. You said Atlanta Soul. Fun fact, Atlanta Soul is the women's professional team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you knew what you were doing.
I got my mind on the ladies because they deserve equal attention. All right. Yeah, I typically don't like to play favorites that are – -140 isn't too juicy, but I always, if it's more than like -120, I typically kind of stay away.
You got a betting strategy. You've got like a max amount of juice you'll lay. I'm like a 160, 170 kind of guy. At 140, that's good enough for to be by itself, or, you know, I could parlay it with another big favorite and it'll flip to plus odds. So, yeah.
I hate those favorite parlays because someone is going to break your heart. Someone's going to lay you down.
Parlays are, I know you're doing a big parlay, but my thing is parlays are get rich quick schemes. I mean, who doesn't want to get rich quick, but
I've new
really don't work out.
We'll have to talk through this kind of betting strategy at some point because, you know, I came to this from horse racing initially and then moving into sports betting, like just what's considered value, like what's considered, you know, too much juice, for example. You don't have juice in horse racing because it's pari mutuel, but it's a whole different world to me, just completely. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, you're okay with getting less than even money.
Yeah.
Back? Yeah. It's all right. Next, we got, this is going to be a fun game, I think. We got Indy stepping out of the dome, heading into Pittsburgh to take on, was it the Thunderbirds, right? The Pittsburgh Thunderbirds?
Mm-hmm. The Pittsburgh Thunderbirds.
Yeah, the birds that produce the thunder against the Indy Alley Cats. Now, cats eat birds traditionally. Is that right?
Yeah, I got one right now clawing right outside my door. No birds in here, but things ferocious.
Yeah, I kind of want to take a chance with Pittsburgh since Indy is coming out of the dome and we've only seen what they can do in the dome, which is a lot of points. They can throw every throw, but what happens when you have to throw it in an actual wind?
Mm-hmm.
I still think this total might be too small. That's 36.5. Indy's a 3-point favorite, and they're -350 on the money line. Man, do I really want to take Pittsburgh on the money line? Talk me out of this.
I wouldn't. I think getting 3 points should be good enough. What are the, also, when you're getting points here, you're not usually getting your even odds. This one's -110. You're getting even odds at +3. I still think give yourself a little insurance. Give yourself 3 points insurance. You get 1-to-1 odds. I think that's a pretty good deal right there.
That was a nice turn talking to. The kind I wish my parents would have given me as a youth because it would have saved me a lot of grief. Actually, I'm just going to stay away from picking a side here, and I'm going to go with the over. I'm going to go over 36.5. That's my point.
Over 36.5?
Yeah.
I was hoping whoever made this book, kudos to them for waking up to the idea that Indy goes in and out of the dome here. I was hoping we're going to see something in the 40s. I think Pitt is a terrible offensive team typically. I don't think Indy is going to be great outside. The total, I'm probably just going to stay away from this weekend. If I had to pick one, let's see. Under 36.5 is +100. Over 36.5 is -120. I would probably go with the under. I'm gonna be on the flip side of you right there and say under. And I mean, because last time we saw Pitt in Chicago, 8 points. They haven't scored over, where are my notes at? They haven't scored over 17, 8, and 16 points. If the Alley Cats win 20-16, they're still in the under.
Yeah.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to take Pitt plus 3.
Yeah.
Because I think this is just going to be an ugly game. Forecast calls for possible storms, 10 to 15 mile per hour winds.
Yeah.
In the dome, it's easy. Indianapolis Alley Cats are without Travis Carpenter this year. Travis Carpenter, yeah.
What will happen when the Alley Cats get rained on? Because you know they're made of sugar. They'll just melt.
Oh, my gosh.
Great. There we go. All right. Wait, if you've listened to each episode, you've gotten to hear Zach get progressively more tired of me each week.
Grumpy old man over here.
That's right. I'm still sticking on the over. I'm still sticking on the over 36.5. And then our last marquee game, I really like that we made this one a marquee game because we got the Madison Radicals heading in to take on Detroit Mechanics with an X.
Detroit's going to be my darling until they could get a W. Hey, Chase, I got some trivia for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. When was the last time? So Detroit is on a 50-game losing streak. The last time they won was in 2017. Who did they beat? It's a current team within their division.
Okay.
Who did they beat?
Pass. No, I think it's the Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Thunderbirds. I'm going to go with the Thunderbirds.
It's believable. I was going back to do my research. I thought it was going to be like Madison or something. Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. Big city, Chicago, Chi-Town. I was shocked to hear that. It was a high-scoring game, too.
Listen, if you learn how to throw a disc around abandoned houses, then you can throw a disc anywhere, right?
100% that is true.
I'm going to looked at the weather in Detroit. It is going to be storming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably also going to stay away from playing a side here, and I'm just going to play the under. It's a small number, I think. It's 36.5. It's just like Indianapolis and Pittsburgh where I took the over. But I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under 36.5. I might sprinkle some on Detroit plus 5.5, but final answer, just the under.
All right. So here is my challenge this year. I'm going to go ahead and come out and say Madison minus 5.5.
Okay.
And if you're listening, you can follow me or you could say I'm an idiot and let me go by myself. Each and every week, I will sprinkle money on Detroit money line until they get a W. And that week that they get a W, I will come on the show Monday night and tout nonstop on how I call Detroit winning a game.
What I would like you to do is to increase the bet amounts each week until it gets down to they really need a win or you're going to have to start parking your car around the corner and praying for a lazy repo man. I like it. I like it. I mean, might as well. I'll tell you something. I actually picked the Detroit Lions to win the NFC North this year. So let's just go egg ball, flat ball, all of it, all the ball. Let's go Detroit.
You're going Detroit plus 5.5?
Nah, I'm just going to play the under.
Oh, okay. Now I'll take that one off the board. No, I won't count it against you.
I'm a weak man. All right. That is it for all of our marquee matchups. Mm-hmm. Man. What's your favorite game? What is your favorite game?
The game I'm probably going to watch on FS2. I got to double check if it's live or not. If it's not, make sure you record it so you can go back and not have to watch Saturday night. Austin, Atlanta. I will be watching the Austin Carolina game the night before to see how Austin does against not Dallas, but that Atlanta Austin game has a lot of implications for it being so early in the season.
Yeah, I got to agree. And you know what? You know why else?
I love the game. I love to hustle, man.
That's why. You tell him, Makai.
Mm.
Zach, where can the folks find you on the socials or just on the street? Where can we just put an air tag on you and have, you know, first pod listener to come and give you a hug? Get some.
I'll drop
special.
A pin. A there hug for a jersey. I'll give you a game worn jersey. Nightwatch, the old defunct National Nightwatch. Item. Put it in their frame. I'll sign it for you.
Their watch has ended. It is a collector's item at this point. Yeah,
it is.
God, that's going to be worth millions someday. Millions.
One day.
A Zach Avello Nightwatch jersey? Are you shitting me?
I've led the team in some stat somewhere. You just find how obscure it was. I led the team in that, and yep. God knows they probably will never come back, which is unfortunate. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We lost a crowd. I'm like Detroit. Detroit's probably having fun, right?
Right.
50 yeah. game losing streak. You gotta have fun with it.
Gotta have a little fun.
But if you don't want to come find me in person, which is cool. Twitter's close enough.
Was it SPG? SPG that you led the team in? Smiles per game.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I do geek a lot. There's a nice photo of me having to wear a mask after surgery.
Led the league in pizzazz. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Good haircuts.
My boy's a showman. All right. You can always catch me being abrasive, either as the host of this pod or on Twitter at Of Oaklawn. And don't forget to follow the show at The Tilted Pod. We got some pretty dope artwork coming for this this year's show pretty soon. I'm very excited about it. Man, that's it. We will be back to wrap up these games next week. We're working on getting some guests in here. I might just pull in random neighbors, you know. Maybe we'll just teach an 80-year-old lady all about Ultimate on the podcast.
If not that, I think I've got someone lined up for us.
Yeah. Can it be the guy who let the dog lick his leg?
Oh, we're going to have to reach out to him. We're going to have to reach out to Mathis from Minnesota. We'll reach out to some good personalities, but this one's an easy one.
I just have an image in my head of friends of mine sitting on a bucket, dogs licking their open wounds while they have a pouch of emergency kind of held open, and they're pouring PBR into it.
And then into the pouch.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. These are friends of mine who are doctors and pharmacists and titans of industry now. Nope, they're all just grubby Ultimate players when it comes down to it. That is it for us at the Tilted Landshark podcast. Zach, what do we always tell the folks?
Hammer, or you're nothing.
That's right. That's right. Look at this guy stepping into a leadership role. We will catch you next time.